You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to our October top 10 makeup releases. Sort of-ish.
Sort of. We always fudge it and add a few extra in, but it is what it is.
We do.
But this is pretty much us recapping on the most interesting things that released in October. So we noticed that the things that people were getting really excited for, there was like three main things.
Yeah.
One is technically releasing on the 1st of November. I know it is first over past the 1st of November when you're watching this, but that will be next month's video.
It will. And also it'll be good because it's launching right at the start of the month. And we can actually talk about some of the reception that it has.
That's true. That's so true.
Yeah, I think. And by the way, we're talking about the Shane Dawson, Jeffree Star collab. So we will talk about that more in depth next recap. The first thing we're going to talk about is Tati Beauty launch and her Textured Neutrals Volume 1 palette. So this was or is a 24 pan palette with four textures in six different tones.
Yeah. And I think people were really, really excited for this because firstly, it was sort of out of the blue.
Mm.
She announced it and I think like a week later it was released.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the most expensive palette. I think it's in the high 40s, like $49 or something.
Yeah.
So it's not obscenely expensive, but also people have a lot of high hopes for it being Tati, and she's very particular with the products that she likes.
Yep.
And so you feel like if she's going to create her own eyeshadow palette, the formula has to be amazing.
It's going
to
be good.
Now, she did talk through these and like she made mattes that were really nicely blendable and were buildable. The sequin formula is sort of like a matte formula with a bit of sparkle in it. Normally, I don't like those, but in the swatches, they looked really beautiful.
Nice. Yeah.
And then there's a metallic and then there's like a pressed glitter sort of finish as well.
Yeah.
So this is just the first to come from Tati Beauty. And I think a lot of people are, even if they're not excited for this particular release, because it's quite nude and very, I guess, basic. I really like it. I think it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's sort of, your basic eyeshadow palette. I think people are really excited to see where the brand goes.
Yeah, I'm excited to see. And I'm keen to see what her formula is like and stuff like that. So
I want sparkly brown lids.
I'm happy. I'm happy that she's launched. The next one is ColourPop and Safia Nygaard.
Yeah, this was pretty early in the month and it's a funny one because it feels like it came and went really quickly.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will restock and I think it actually is designed to, or they announced it's going to restock, I think, sometime this month. But essentially what they did was create six different lipstick shades with Safia and they were all based on some of her lipstick sort of makeup experiments. So one of them, for example, is the same shade as when she mixed, I think it was like 600 lipsticks together. And then there's other ones that you would, if you're a fan of her, you would recognize the shades from her little like experiments. So it's very, very true to the person that they've collaborated with. If you're a fan, you'll love these. It's got little like bat packaging, which all her merchandise has bats on them. So this came and went super, super fast. And I think they will keep restocking and keep selling out and they'll keep doing that for quite some time.
Yeah.
ColourPop have also released a lot of things in the past month. They always do. But I think the thing that a lot of people were talking about the most, because a lot of people have been asking for this for the longest time is the Smoke Show palette. So this is an all grey eyeshadow palette, and it's probably good timing because they did it leading up to Halloween.
Yep.
So if you do want sort of like a, I don't know, witch or zombie look, this will come in handy. But also people have been screaming for grey eyeshadows. Like whenever we talk about their colour capsule collections and we ask people what they want to see next, there's always people asking for grey. So they gave people what they want. And yeah, it doesn't have any non-eye-safe glitters in it. It's all mattes or traditional shimmers. So people were very happy about that. What were we happy about?
We were happy about Huda bringing out a little nude palettes. Three of them.
Yeah.
So she released the Nude Light, the Nude Medium, and the Nude Rich, yes, I think it was called. Yeah. So these were shown and then released very quickly. They even popped up in Australian Sephora like that.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure we saw them the day that they were put out as displays. And we were just like,
give them to me. Yeah. I think what people liked about this is that it's a, like hitting a different niche for the Obsessions eyeshadow yeah palettes. So these nine pan eyeshadow palettes she's been bringing out for a couple of years now. She started with sort of mixed color stories and then got quite targeted at color stories,
yeah,
like you know, an orange palette or a red palette or whatever it is. I think people were happy to see that she's brought the nudes into that sort of small format, because prior to that her nude palettes were always the large ones. And it was a really smart move having different color stories for different skin tones. So I really love the look of this. Unfortunately, I don't love them as much as I expected.
I was just going to say, I really like them. I like the formula. I'm happy with that. But these all pull very pink.
They do.
Very pink. And I feel like that is going to potentially disappoint some people, because some of these palettes, you look at them and you're like, I can see pinky tones.
Yeah.
But like the nude light in this picture with all three, it doesn't look...
quite cool tones.
It does.
I'm wearing it on my eyes today and it's pink.
It's pink. It is a very pink palette. The medium is the same, and somehow the rich is quite similar. Like it's got those... It just leans very, very pink.
I also think some of the shimmery shades are quite flaky and they don't like smoothly go on the eye.
Yeah.
You have to sort of build them up and you pick them up and you, with your brush, and it creates little like divots into the pan and it's a little bit flaky.
Yeah, sometimes her shimmer formula is a bit weird like that.
I was more excited for the concept of them than I am for the execution.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people are excited about that. On the back of that, we do have another release from Huda Beauty. This is a bigger palette and it's already launched. It's a Mercury Retrograde palette. It sort of looks like two nine pan Obsession palettes stuck together. One side is quite mauvey and cool toned, and the other side is quite sandy and sort of like mint and emerald toned.
Mm.
So this is, you know, pretty much inspired by Rhinestones or Crystal AB, which I think are Crystal Aurora Borealis, which are those plastic things that have different color iridescence to them.
Yeah.
And it is just a new palette to arrange. So there we go.
She also did release her Sticky Tack lash glue, which she claims is innovative and revolutionary.
She claims that about everything.
She does.
But so I actually think for this one, if it works well, it could be.
Could be.
Because I don't think I, on the top of my head, I can't think of any like sticky lash glue that stays sticky for 4 hours.
Yep.
So if you need to reposition your lash, you can do that. I haven't never seen that. So if this works well, it actually is probably the one revolutionary thing that she
potentially,
yes. Yep. Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Luna Beauty. I think a lot of people were excited for the holiday range, which is the Moonspell collection. The main thing that was interesting about this is the Moonspell eyeshadow palette, which is inspired by characters that are witches in media. So they're all named after characters from TV shows or movies, which are really cool. It's got a really awesome looking book packaging that looks like a spell book. It's done really, really well. And the colors, once again, are quite inspired by sort of witch culture in the media, where there's a lot of purples and a few greens as well. So yeah, people were digging this.
I saw a lot of people bought this and they're
heaps
happy
of people
with
bought
it.
Yep.
And I think that's great.
Yeah, heaps of people are loving this. I think it's a really fun addition to the Luna Beauty range, but I think it's also a fresh addition to what's currently out there.
Yeah.
I think not only does the sort of inspiration, is it really different and can, I think a lot of people can vibe with it, but also the color story, you see pops of purple and you see pops of blue and stuff, but you don't really see this color story anywhere else. So no. I thought that was really good.
Victoria Beckham Beauty, they launched their lip pencil and their Bitten Lip Tint. So the lip pencil comes in 6 shades and the lip tint comes in 1 shade. And I think they'll be releasing a few things here and there each month until they've got their
full range.
Their range set up. Yeah.
I think this is it seems quite true to Victoria Beckham. I have seen a few interviews with her. And she does seem to be more of a minimalist when it comes to daily makeup.
Mm.
But one thing she really likes to use is a lip pencil to just change the shape of her lips.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she's brought out a really banging lip pencil. Her eyeliners are beautiful.
Yeah. That's so, a beautiful, rich formula.
Yeah, really, really beautiful. So I have faith in these. And the lip tint is in a colour that's quite universal, which is nice to see.
Let's talk about something that we actually picked ourselves for this episode, because we love this collection. This is from Dermalogica. It's their body collection. So they released 4 products. There's a thermofoliant body scrub, a phyto-replenish body oil, a body hydrating cream, and a conditioning body wash. This is exciting. I like Dermalogica very much. This makes me happy. From Ciate, we had the new additions to the Jessica Rabbit collection. So there was a face and body highlighter and also a compact mirror.
Yeah, so this was added to their holiday range. And their holiday range is very small this year, but one thing of note is their mini Manny month advent calendar, which they did release this year as well. I haven't heard anyone talk about this highlighter, which is a face and body highlighter, but I have heard a lot of people that bought the compact mirror and love it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So people who's like a fan of Jessica Rabbit, but has heard that their past makeup releases, like the past collection with Ciate, the quality was really poor.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people didn't want to take a gamble and just bought the thing that is going to perform well.
Yeah.
A mirror.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to stuff up a compact mirror.
Yeah. Anastasia Beverly Hills also showed their holiday collection, which was a collaboration palette with Carly Bible. Now, this is an interesting one because it was talked about quite a bit in the first week when it launched. Not because of the color story and that people loved it, mainly more as a backlash to the constant releases from Anastasia Beverly Hills. So this one, I think, unfortunately for Carly Bible, was released at a pretty bad time. It was literally a week after they released, I think, the maybe Norvina 1 and 2 and 3, sorry. Yeah. It might have been a week or two after that. So they really aren't letting people breathe between releases. And I think this copped the brunt of that sort of disgruntled vibe, because I don't think many people were that interested in it. I think what is more interesting from the holiday release is that they have released a lip set. So this is a five-piece.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Super pretty. So there's four liquid lips and one lip gloss. And they're all in beautiful nude tones. Mm. There were a few other things in that holiday collection, including mini of their loose highlighters in a trio, and a five pack of glitters. So, it was interesting. It probably didn't go down as well as they had hoped. And I think that's a bit of a shame for Kylie Bible, but they're just releasing too many things.
They did. They released the Jackie palette, which was fine. Then they released three Norvina palettes. Then they released Kylie Bible.
Yeah. So they've also added to the Norvina range with two Norvina mini palettes. So
seven palettes.
It's a lot. It's a lot of palettes. And to think, you know, last year and the year before, maybe they'd max out at three or four palettes a year. This year has been ridiculous. I think
Anastasia Beverly Hills doesn't have the price tag to be doing stuff like that because people won't.
They can't buy it.
It annoys them that they can't afford it all. It's also just too much. And I think one of the reasons why ABH is well respected is because they bring out well thought out collections
seasonally
rather not weekly. Than here's an influencer palette, here's three other palettes, here's another influencer palette.
And here's two mini palettes of the palettes that we just released.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And I would not believe that they won't release anything else before the end of the year because November is big money month for Christmas releases. Possibly. They'll also create some sort of vault of palettes.
Yeah.
For Black Friday. It's so I just feel like they are digging their own grave. It's going to be hard to dig themselves out.
That's true. Okay, the last thing we'll talk about is also a mini palette of another palette.
Yeah.
And this is, I don't think this was super well received.
I don't think anyone gave
two shits. Yeah.
Two stringy shits about this.
Yeah, so Morphe released a mini James Charles Artistry palette and a new brush set as a sort of anniversary to the first palette. So, when the first palette came out, it was sold out everywhere. It was really hard to get. Now there's an abundance of it. It is everywhere. But they decided to, once everyone got it, decided to release it in a mini. And the feedback that I heard was most people said that if they had this available, they'd just buy the mini. They don't need the full size.
No one does.
And the only other real difference is it's got a mirror in the lid. So the brush pack looks all right.
Yeah,
but this is a waste. Imagine if you were a big James Charles fan and you felt pressured to buy a palette and then a mini version of the same palette just to support him. Like it's ridiculous. So that was not a very popular choice.
No, it was a bit of a weird month, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I think people are sort of still getting into the Christmas mode. Mm. People have been really hyping up the Jeffree Star, Shane Dawson thing. I think the Tati thing was definitely probably the most talked about release of October. But I'm hoping better things are coming next month.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird. But next month is going to be all Mercury retrograde. And
spaghetti.
Yeah, like this is just, I feel like there's been a lot of like communication fuck ups with like Norvina being like, oh, this is why we're releasing so much shit at once. And, James Charles was like screaming at Wet n Wild and now he's releasing a mini palette and trying to like make up reasons why it's good. And I'm just like, this is very bad. This is all so fun to watch.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It is. So I'm interested to see what November brings.
Yeah.
We know it will bring Black Friday.
Yes. Packs.
Packs.
Stacks of packs.
Stacks of packs and doing this with the dosh.
That's true.
I'm actually looking forward to that. No, Hayley, don't do it. All right, guys, we are going to wrap this one up.
But let us know what you bought this month out of the things we talked about or anything else.
Did you buy both James Charles palettes? We won't judge you. We won't judge
you.
I'll
judge you a little bit. just this much. I think out of the things we spoke about, the only things I bought were the Huda mini palettes.
Yeah.
And I would definitely want to buy the Tati one. That sold out pretty quickly as well. Good on her. So there we go.
All right, guys. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, give it a thumbs up and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.